I don't sing and I don't dance, but I can make romance. Yeah, nothing I can do, yeah. I can watch innercitygeeks.com all day long, yeah. I want you guys listening right now, tuning in into the danger zone. Right now, I want you to watch and listen to everything from the Inner City Geeks, yeah.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Near Sickest Podcast. It's Steve here. And this is episode 172. Joining me today, I got Alex.
Oh my god, I thought I was Charlie for a second. This was turntable. Oh fuck, I'm sorry.
No turntable this week.
Okay, I gotta get in the mood. Hold on. Alright. Because I was gonna say, what's up, you know?
Nah. No.
But no, I was going to listen to the latest episode, but yeah, I got caught up with other stuff, man.
Yeah, you got caught up with some shit, man. So what you been up to, man? I guess we could get into it real quick. What you been up to, man?
Well, let's see. In the podcast world, I've been listening to a new podcast.
Okay, what you been listening to?
Getting Better with Ron Funches.
Ah, yes.
Getting Better with Ron Funches. Dude. That podcast is like it's the simplest way I can put it is necessary.
Okay, in what way is it necessary?
Because the whole thing is this: it's like Ron Funches. If you know him as a comedian or whatever, he's like a positive dude all the time,
right?
And with this podcast, he kind of puts it out there too. So you know, he's his goal is to always, you know, whoever his guest is. That they'll talk about like their career and whatever stuff like that, and just like, you know, give like positive thoughts and, you know, advice at by the end of the thing from, you know, whoever is on.
Okay.
And I listened to like a few random ones because, of course, I'm gonna listen to the ones I want to listen to first. I listened to the one with Brian Posehn, the one with X-Pac, the one with Joey Ryan was actually pretty good too.
Okay.
And I listened to one with a comedian that he respected. And I think his name is Andy Keller or something like that.
Okay.
His name escapes me for a second, but that one was actually like very, like, you know, very informative, and you know, it, like I said, it's just it, that was necessary. But for what you were getting to was maybe you should just say it.
No, you should say it. You're the one doing most of the work for it. It's very exciting shit, but you are the one doing the most of it.
Yeah. You're supervising. Yeah, well, we're getting at is the first cut of the new issue is I sent it to Steve so he can check it out real quick to see if there's any mistakes and stuff. So yeah, so hopefully if everything looks right or whatever the hell, it'll be up soon.
Yeah, it'll be up very soon. The latest episode of the Interesting Gay webcomic will be coming up soon. Something we've been teasing for the last few weeks or so.
Yeah, it's... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, no, you continue. I was just saying, we've been teasing.
What I was going to say is, like, yeah, well, teasing for a while because, you know, it's just... All right, so let me get into, like, some background before, you know, before I continue on. Is, you know, I have my personal computer, but my wife Jennifer, as of late, has been using the computer to do, my wife, right, has been using it so she can do these modules or whatever for this job that she's trying from. She's transitioning from volunteer to working, you know, working at this place.
Okay.
But the only way that she can truly, you know, transition is she has to take, do these modules,
right,
and she has to get the certificates for each one. So she's been using the computer, you know, the computer that I use to do, you know, my web arts, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that trumps my, you know, my usage of it, because And besides, most of the stuff that I was doing before the final, the finalized thing was doing a lot of miscellaneous drawings just to add to it, to clean up stuff here and there. So, right. Yeah. So, I mean, so today she had a meeting with her other business venture. I don't want to mention what it is, but yeah. So she was out. That's when I decided, like, you know what? I got the computer free. Today's one of those days where I'm not really going anywhere. So,
yeah. You just gotta take advantage of it and do what you gotta do.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, like, you know, I'm not gonna say it's rushed, because it wasn't really rushed, because I've been working on it here and there. But since I wanted to put it out, I did it a lot faster than I normally would.
Right.
But I think it's good.
It looks, from what I've seen so far, it looks pretty good. So I'm very excited to actually read through it again and actually see how it all came out.
Yeah, I sent it to you first, because since you and I, we wrote it together, right? It was just, I wanted to make sure that it looks right. If it needs to add something or take away something, then, you know, I can do that and then resubmit it to you. And then, you know, from there.
Yeah.
It was funny, because when I noticed was, when we were going back and forth, there were one or two miscellaneous, misspellings on certain things, and as I was, like, you know putting it, the word bubbles and everything together, right, it was, you know, like, oh, this is misspelled, nope. type, you know.
See, but that's what happens when you're just going through things, just not necessarily looking for errors like that, but you're just looking for grammatical errors or things that can change throughout something that needs to be there. Because the spell check and shit can get done afterwards. That's how I see it.
True. But the whole thing is it's like, you know, it's like saying, for example, since you and I both work, right, and we check this out in between, like when we have the chance, when, like, during breaks or whatever, and, you know, this is pulling the curtain back a little bit, folks, right? So, you know, it's just, you know, we both work. We both have full-time jobs that we're trying to do what we got to do.
Right.
And so, because of which, it's just, we try to find time whenever we can to do all this stuff. Now, the podcast and everything, you know, we discuss it during the week, of course, of what we're going to put out there.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And like I said, it's pulling back without really pulling back. You know, it's just, we try to give as much as we can with the limited time that we have.
Yeah.
Because we love juice guys.
We love juice guys. Use guys.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys all rock. Now give me money. Peace?
Motherfuckers.
Yeah, you know, please, sir. May I have some fondage? Fondage, you say?
Fondage would be nice, yeah.
But yeah. Oh, man, that would be great, man.
It would be.
Inner City Geeks have been brought to you by... Listen, I'm going to throw random product placement stuff or whatever just to see what that thing takes. Right? Like, but, you know, what I'm going to do is miscellaneous things that I use. So, Inner City Geeks has been brought to you by Spam.
Yeah, basically.
Not all like it, but I do. Spam.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or...
quite enjoyable.
Let's go even more... Yeah. So, or Inner City Geeks has been brought to you by Pumpkin Spice Dunkin' Donuts K-Cups. Because I am not going to Starbucks to spend fucking $18.50 on a small cup of coffee.
Yeah, no, fuck that.
Yeah, and besides, you know, and it makes me laugh because some people are like, you know, isn't that like real bougie or whatever? Like, no, I don't care what anybody says. Pumpkin Spice is actually pretty good.
Yeah, if you're a basic bitch,
but
yeah.
Well, this is the last episode I'll be on, folks. Good night. No, as weird as it is, dude, like, when I had, like, pumpkin spice by itself as regular coffee, I was like, This is actually not bad. Like, you know, like, I do like it. I mean, I'm not going to go fucking crazy when, you know, when it's not in season and I can't get to it. No, but this is around the time. When, you know, after Labor Day, for whatever reason, this is when it starts coming back out again.
Well, because, like, you know what it is? It's fall. Fall's about to show up. So everybody's like, yeah, it's fall season. Usually when the pumpkins start to come out and it's close to Halloween season. So, you know, it's around that time that, you know, you get all that type of flavor that, you know, people like, people enjoy. So you get pumpkin spice this, you get pumpkin spice that, you get everything pumpkin flavored.
Oh man. Pumpkin flavored edible panties or whatever.
There you go, exactly. Who can't exactly. get enough
of, for the one person who can't get enough of pumpkin spice. Yeah. Oh, I love it.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. How about that?
Actually, it is. Yeah. Because to be honest with you, man, like, you know, somewhere in New York City or whatever is a lot different from many other places. Now, I witnessed firsthand last year of how Florida is like a different type of hot, because remember, it went to Disney, right?
Mm-hmm.
Last year, and that hot is different. I commend you on dealing with that hot, but oh, dude.
But thing is, I was kind of the same way when I first came out here, but also, like, as I'm out here, I kind of just got used to it after a while.
Yeah, but not just that, dude. You dropped, like, what is it, like 100 pounds, I think it is? Something like that.
I wish.
No, what is it? Yet. Like, you did like 30, right?
Close to 40.
Oh, nice. See, there you go. Fucking fading away, bitch.
Yeah, I guess.
Who's basic now? Thank you, Jenny Craig.
No, it's not even her. Not even Jenny Craig, no.
Yeah. Oh, it's funny. Oh, let me rephrase that. Thank you, Keto Dan.
Yeah, there you go. Keto, yeah.
Actually, the funny thing is, it's like, that's not a bad diet or whatever the hell.
It's not. You know, it's not a bad diet at all.
No.
And I wouldn't even consider it really a diet. It's more like a lifestyle.
Yeah. It's still a diet.
Whatever.
No, I know what you mean, because, you know, I did something similar a while back when I first discovered that I was diabetic and I had to change everything, because the hardest thing was, and we talked about this before, was getting rid of rice, because for dinner, for X amount of years, I'm going to say majority of my life.
Yeah. Living in a Spanish household, rice is the main thing.
Yeah. So, you know, cutting that out and honestly, instead of just cutting it out completely, it's more in like moderation. So, it's become more of like a special treat, like, you know, like whenever they, like, we have like a family get togethers or stuff like that, or sometimes, like, maybe, like, you know, once or twice a month, like, you know, I'll have rice here and there. Like, I'm not gonna restrict myself, because I do love rice, but that's, I fair. Also make sure that I don't put as much as I used to.
Now, smaller portions.
Smaller portions of rice, more portion of vegetables, right? And then I'm gonna have to say pause after this. A lot of meat. Pause. Right, but
no, but you get me.
Pause.
No pause.
get out of my room. But yeah, no. But in all seriousness, dude, like, you know, it was when I changed it up or whatever, it was just like, hey, you know, I am not one for instantaneous change. I don't like that whatsoever. Like, you know, and that's. It's been something that, like, I've dealt with for years. That, like, you know, like, if something changes too dramatically, whatever, I kind of just can't deal with it.
That's fair. That happens. It happens to a lot of people. A lot of people don't get used to change or aren't ready
for change. It was like saying, for example, like, you know, when we used to work together and our old boss, you know, was being transferred to another place, and we got that new boss, and his change was for the negative, but whatever, right? That, you know, that he tried to make everything, you know, his way almost instantaneous.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, you know. Like,
instead of gradually getting to that point.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, what's funny is I currently work with somebody similar like that. Like, you know, I have a higher up or whatever, that instead of, like, communicating with the other coworkers or whatever, stuff like that, when change happens, it just happens out of nowhere. Like, what the fuck? Like. And, you know, it throws you off for a bit, but then you got to think, like, you know what? Whatever. And at this point, it's just like, I'm just working for your paycheck. Like, you know.
Right, exactly. That's all you can do at the moment.
Yeah. But, you know, of course, when it comes to work, because you already know this for a God-given fact, dude, you're more at work than you are at home.
Oh, most definitely.
Right. Yeah, so you have to make work as comfortable as possible. Now, when you work with individuals that it just seems like, you know, that don't take others' consideration to effect, you know, it could become somewhat of a hostile workplace. Like, you know, I'm not saying I'm gonna fucking, you know, this is Sparta or anything like that. Mm-hmm. No. What I'm saying is, though, like, you know, it's just like, if you guys are gonna all work together, or whatever, you know, you gotta work well together. So
yeah, you have to find, you know, the best way to actually mesh as a family or whatever, as a cohesive unit. Not even necessarily even as a family, just be a cohesive unit, so that way everything gets done the way it's supposed to be.
Exactly. But yeah, so.
Oh yeah, I feel you.
Now, yeah, so now, but now going back to it, whatever it is, so like, you know, the reason why I brought that up was because of work, right? During my breaks, instead of eating lunch, right, I would always do either drawings, you know, stuff. I would always work on stuff of the webcomic, you know, during my breaks. So that's why I brought that up anyway. So, you know, between not really eating lunch at lunch, right, and until now, I was like, well, there you go. At least you guys knew that I was actually working on this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, whenever I did find the time that I could.
That's fair.
Yeah. So I'm just hoping that you know that it looks good to you, and then, you know, we can continue from there.
So far it looks good. So far it looks good. I haven't read it yet since, you know, the last time I edited it. But
okay, it was funny, like, you know, as I it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I guess I could talk a little bit. Last week we didn't have an episode because I was like, I'm gonna not do an episode this week because I was in the process of moving from one place to the new place, and and I was packing and getting everything ready for the move. One of the moving to the new place is actually pretty cool. It's actually a lot more comfortable than the old place. And got a little bit more room, and things are looking pretty good over here. I like it over here. It's a decent area. It's not too bad. It's not too crazy.
It's still in the Tampa area.
Yeah, it's still in the Tampa area. It's actually like about 10 minutes from the old place. So yeah, it's not too bad. It's pretty cool. It's a pretty decent commute to work and shit. So what happened?
Okay. No, I was going to say, this is when I become the best friend or whatever. She's like, so when, you know, when you finish transitioning, whatever, when do I get to invite myself over?
You come over anytime, dude.
You're just going to see me out of nowhere, like, tomorrow.
Yeah, that'd be nice, dude. You know, it'd be a perfect surprise. Especially being that, as of, I guess, the late recording or whatever. And as of this will be coming out tomorrow on the Monday, the 9th, it's actually my birthday. So, yeah.
You know what's funny? I was actually going to, like, kind of mention that near the end. But, you know, yeah, dude, fucking another year old, another year wiser.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
What do you want for your birthday? A winning lottery ticket.
A winning lottery ticket would be amazing right now, yes.
Oh, dude, speaking of which or whatever, I think I told you, I don't know if I mentioned it, like, to you before or whatever, but I was buying some groceries at C-Town, like, a week or so back, right? And then, because I play the same numbers every time I get paid.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to go cash in a ticket. I won $200.
Nice.
Yeah, so that paid for the groceries and part of my phone bill, so it's like,
hell yeah, that's not a bad takeaway.
Yeah, it's not a bad takeaway, but I was just like, you know, like, damn it, how come it can be 200 hundo?
Well, you can't be greedy at that point.
Yes, I can.
Dude, you can, but years you, or whatever. You gotta think about it, like, you know, beggars can't be choosers.
No. Listen, I'm just saying, like, listen, it was just like a nice little treat out of nowhere, like, you know, just dealing a lot of personal stuff. And that right there was just like, okay, good. And then what I love is that the first thing that I thought about, instead of, you know, splurging it or doing something stupid with it, it went to being responsible. And I was like, Damn you, adulthood. I could have put that for the tattoo fund.
Damn you, being a grown up.
Yeah, damn you, responsibilities. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, but how it is, dude. It's just like, you know, no matter what, I guess, like, when you're an adult, you realize more and more, like, you listen, there are priorities and there are necessities. And sometimes priorities come over necessities, and sometimes necessities come over priorities.
Well, necessities, priorities always are, that's why they're called fucking priorities. Priorities should always be first.
Yeah, but then at the same time, well, because, like, I'll give you an example, dude. It's like, all right, because a priority, whatever, would be, like, you know, paying your rent, paying, like, certain, like, you know, certain bills or whatever. And a necessity, of course, it could borderline priority is food. But you can sacrifice some food if you got to pay certain bills. Because let's say, for example, you need light in your house or whatever so you can cook your food.
Well, yeah, most definitely. You know, but at that point, you got to figure out which is which. You got to figure out, you know, what you got, how you can maintain all that, because that's kind of what you have to do in life. Like, that's kind of what I deal with all the time. Like, I got to figure out, okay, what do I have to worry about first? I got to make sure I have rent, I have electric, I have everything that I need in order to actually make sure that I'm stable in my own place, and then I can figure out all that other shit afterwards.
Yeah, everything falls into place soon after. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, but like I said, dude, it was just like, oh my god, like, you know, fucking adulthood. Like, you know, like, young me or whatever would have been like, oh my god, I would probably put, like, games on reserve or something if it was old, you know, like, younger me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
It's all good.
But yeah, but I'm glad that everything's moved into a new place or whatever. How do you feel, though?
I feel good. I feel good. I feel pretty good. I feel relaxed a little more, a little more at ease at this place. It feels good. It feels nice and comfortable. And it feels like home. At first, like, I was kind of weirded out because, of course, it was like the first couple nights I was here. I was like, this is weird. It's the first. Yeah, it's like one of those first nights that you're spending somewhere that's completely different.
And you're, yeah, like, well, what the, you know, fuck, it kind of reminds me of, like, when we're, dude, it reminds you of, like, when you go to, like, a hotel, a place you, like, you don't know.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
It's always, like, you know, like, well, depending. Like, you know, because it's, unless you're fucking, like, dead tired or whatever, you know, you can just crash. But still, it's usually, like, it's hard the first night to kind of sleep right away.
Mm-hmm. It definitely was. Like, the first night, yeah, I did crash because, of course, I was tired as fuck. But, like, the second night, I was kind of like, okay, kind of weary, kind of like, okay, how is it going to end up, like, am I gonna get, like, stabbed that night while I sleep? But no, of course not.
but yeah, you're gonna wake up to your cat with a knife going, like, you know, who am I sacrificing?
A cat slicing my throat and shit.
Oh my god. And then end credits or whatever. Gonna take you to the pet cemetery.
Basically, yeah, exactly.
Alright.
See a zombie me walking around and shit.
Yeah, and then you still be like, work.
Yeah, basically, Rico. That's right, I said,
ooh,
it.
You shot. Okay. Oh, yeah, I try to make sure that I never say that.
It's all good.
Like, I always joke around saying, like, I'll outside of, like, work or whatever, I don't mention it. Like where do you work? I'll mention the building. Like, you know, like, oh, I work at Midtown. I leave it at that. Like,
yeah, I work at 237.
Well, that was in the past, yeah.
I know, yeah.
Actually, no, but I'm just saying the old site or whatever that where we used to work at, and I think we said it already, we used to work together at Revlon, dude, at the corporate office of Revlon. Yeah. Right? That was actually fun.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, and you know, it always made it great because, you know, you're working with your best friend, and it's just like, oh, man. Like, you know, you look forward to going to work.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then, like, after you moved and everything kind of fell on me, it was just like, damn it, I miss Steve.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Because I missed you too, sir.
Yeah, and, you know, I still miss you, dude. But at least the difference is, at least now we, you know, there's multiple ways to get in contact with one another. You know, I could just regular call you, whatever. I could shoot you a message in any of the messengers of the, you know,
mm-hmm,
the Facey space or the tweets or the Instas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's always ways of finding communication regardless of how it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so we ready to get some geek shit?
Yeah, let's get into some shit. Yes. I think we start off with some newer shit instead of, you know, going way back into like the last couple weeks of stuff that we kind of missed out on, which is a lot of shit that we missed out on. But it's okay. I figured we start off fresh.
Yeah, you could do that, and then if you want at the end, just like, you know, give like an overview. Because what was it, the last time we recorded, it was supposed to be, we're gonna kind of go the highlights of was it the D23?
Yeah, it was the D23 stuff, and I guess the main thing that really came out of D23 was the fact that fucking like Disney is like gonna have everybody like in a chokehold with their fucking streaming service. It's like $6 for fucking like regular Disney, fucking ESPN and fucking Hulu all at like one price, like $13, some shit like that, which is fucking insane. But then they also announced a bunch of like new TV shows and like the What If stuff. They announced a fucking Peggy Carter is gonna be Captain America in it, or not Captain America, but like probably Captain Britain or something. But yeah, they announced a bunch of shit. They announced, I guess, one of the things that I'm going to be talking about in a second, which is the possibility that Kit Harington could possibly be the Black Knight in Eternals. He's playing Dane Whitman. And, of course, in the comics, for those that don't know, Dane Whitman becomes the Black Knight, which is really fucking interesting, because the Black Knight is actually... he is an Avenger in the comic. And... in being an Avenger, you wonder, like, okay, how is he an Avenger? And you find out that he's basically, like... he's kind of like a swordsman or whatever. Which is pretty dope. And he wields around the fucking cursed... a cursed blade. Which is fucking cool.
Oh my god, that makes me laugh, because I'm just thinking about, like, you know... oh, so he's playing technically the same role?
Essentially, yeah. Essentially, he is fucking, like, Jon Snow again. Yeah.
Oh my god, yes,
yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, seeing him possibly being in Eternals,
I can see a whole bunch of like...
what were you saying?
Go ahead, dude.
No, continue saying.
No, what I was saying was... no, what I was saying was that you're gonna see a whole bunch of like fangirls or whatever, like we mentioned that news or whatever the hell, they just like unison panties moist.
Mm-hmm. Basically. Yeah, that's definitely gonna happen.
Maybe some dudes too.
Yeah. So one thing that Kevin Feige said was that it's gonna be interesting to see his start into the whole universe, because in Eternals he's only listed as Dane Whitman, not necessarily as the Black Knight, but his character is the character that will be reoccurring. So it'll be pretty interesting to see the evolution of his costume into becoming a costumed hero as the Black Knight. Into possibly another sequel for the Eternals, or a sequel into like an entire Black Knight film, or a new incarnation of the Avengers. So there's a bunch of different possibilities that could happen with his character, depending on, you know, how people react to it. Which would be very fucking interesting.
Listen, you already know when it. You already know it's Marvel, dude. So, you know, it's hard for Marvel to do any wrong at this point. Especially, like, you know, everything led up to after Endgame. The only thing that, you know, business-wise, whatever, you know, the whole Spidey-Man, you know.
Yeah, the whole Spidey-Man it's still a mess. But you got to think about it, like, there's still plenty of time in between anything that they could possibly do for Spider-Man. And not only that, but there's a lot of time for them to do a bunch of shit within the Marvel itself. So you don't know if they're going to continue to do something as far as, like, redoing him in a different way. Or if Marvel's going to be like, okay, let's just see how Disney feels about how they're doing with all the Star Wars stuff that's coming up. Because there's a bunch of Star Wars shit coming out. See how that works out. And see if they're like, okay, Marvel's going to have to push... getting fucking Spider-Man back, because Marvel didn't do so well. I mean, Star Wars didn't do so well. You know, you never know what exactly they can do, because it's going to take a few years before then anyway. Before the new Spider-Man movie, or before anything else as far as Avengers or anything else at that point.
I mean, think about it like this. Let's see. So far, you lost, what was it, like a minimum of four, excuse me, of the major, you know, of the major Avengers?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's, you know, you don't know how they're gonna build up a new team anyway. More than likely, that's
what. Well, I wouldn't say that four of them are technically gone, other than like Spider-Man. But like, okay, Tony Stark.
So okay, let's see. So Iron Man dead, Captain America, fucking senior citizen, Vision, yeah. dead.
See, but they're bringing back Vision in the WandaVision show.
Yo, I mean, like, but you know, I'm saying for now, like, you know, so you have something to play with to before, you know what I mean? And then right. Widow, gone too.
But she and also now, has a movie like, coming you know, out soon too, so they're technically not really yes, gone.
Okay, so the movie or whatever is fine, but that I see it playing out is one of two ways. Of course, the movie is gonna have to be a flashback movie.
It's gonna be a prequel, right?
Yeah, so it has to be a flashback movie. And then with that being said, then it can also be like, you know, the whole thing of, oh, since, you know, technically she, you know, she sacrificed herself or whatever, right? Maybe there is a way, like, or they'll find some loophole saying, like, you know, oh, she can be brought back, right? Be it the multiverse or whatever that they kind of joked about in Far From Home. You know, hey, you know, right. You never know. But there's so much time right now. There's so much time, and you have a plethora of characters that you can play with, dude.
Oh yeah, they have so many fucking characters. That's an understatement, technically.
Yeah, and besides, you know, like with that alone, like you know, we have so much time before the next major Avengers movie.
Oh yeah, and who knows? They might not even do another fucking Avengers movie. They're just going to be like, fuck it, let's just do all standalones. Yeah, they all tie in with each other, but this doesn't have to be another fucking huge thing.
True, but then it just seems like if that's going to happen, then you know, you may take away because people are going to probably be expecting something big like that. You know, at the end result of this phase,
right. See, because you gotta think, look at it. Like, the next thing that technically should be the next team up movie at this point, right now, would be Eternals. Because Eternals is technically another huge team. But of course, it's everybody within, you know, the outer worlds and shit. But who knows? Who knows?
What else is there?
another thing that came out this week is some news about Suicide Squad, or the Suicide Squad. And they've casted one person fully, and another person is kind of like possibly going to be in it just slightly, or just like a small cameo. So they've casted one of the doctors, which is Peter Capaldi, and Pete Davidson from Saturday Night Live. Both of them are going to be in the Suicide Squad movie. We don't know exactly who Peter Capaldi is going to be playing, but they did say that Pete Davidson is going to be having a small role in the movie.
It made me laugh because you were about to say Peter Dinklage. You're just like, oh my god, he's crossing over from one year.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. But it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, because remember, he double dipped technically, so.
They all do. At this point, everybody's double dipping in the superhero universes. Because another person that's double dipping, of course, now is Taika Waititi, who was the director of the Thor movie or whatever. He's gonna be one of the characters in the Suicide Squad. Other people that were also casted in the Suicide Squad is, of course, we know Margot Robbie playing Harley Quinn, Viola Davis coming back as Amanda Waller, Jack Courtney, Captain Boomerang, Joel Kinnaman as Rick Flag is coming back. All those original characters are coming back from the original Suicide Squad. Idris Elba was supposed to be in this one. David Dastmalch, I don't know how to spell his last name. I could be saying it completely wrong, but I don't give a fuck. As Polka Dot Man, was a very obscure character.
Yeah, if I'm correct, that's like a C-list or D-list Batman villain.
Well, yeah, technically the Suicide Squad is like a D-list villain character anyway. Daniela Melcher as the Rat Catcher. Flula Borg, which is very interesting because he's actually like a YouTuber that's gonna be in a fucking movie, which is very fucking weird. Another one that's pretty fun, it's a fun addition to this, is actually Steve Agee. He's gonna be playing King Shark. It's very fucking interesting. Nathan Fillion, of course, is in this too. And Taika Waititi, like I said, all of them are going to be in Suicide Squad. So it's very interesting to see what they're going to be doing with this, what James Gunn is going to be doing with this, because, of course, he wrote this and he's, you know, directing it again. So yeah, I'm very excited to see what's going to happen with that.
I mean, the first one, like, it was, like, all over the place, but it was entertaining.
Yeah, it was definitely fucking entertaining.
But, you know, it was just, like, storyline-wise or whatever, it was just all over the place.
It was a little bit all over the place, but it was still worth it. It was still worth watch, and it was pretty fun to me. Like I enjoyed it, so like I'm not gonna say it was bad, because it wasn't bad for me. I really enjoyed it. It was fun.
You know, well, it did win an Oscar, so I'm just saying something. It had to do something.
Yeah, it had to do something. You're right about that. But also this week, on top of getting that, we also got a trailer for. I guess continuing with the DC stuff, because we already started with the DC shit. We kind of got a teaser that wasn't really a teaser, because it wasn't really officially released as a teaser from DC itself. Like, it leaked online, and they were like, fuck it, it's just going to stay online. And we got a bit of a teaser for Birds of Prey and the rest of the thing, which is going to be a really long fucking title. But it's Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of Harley Quinn. And yeah, so this basically is I guess kind of like a Harley story in a way. It's basically like after Harley Quinn splits with the Joker, she basically joins a bunch of superheroes. So she's kind of become a good guy after, you know, the whole Suicide Squad thing or whatever. And she joins up with Black Canary, Huntress, and Renee Montoya, which was actually a character that was started in the animated series, played by Rosie Perez in this one. And one of the main villains in this is actually Ewan McGregor as Black Mask. So that's fucking dope. And of course, Huntress is played by Mary Elizabeth Winstead, and Black Canary is played by Journey Smollett Bell. Yes, that's her name. But yeah, this the trailer looks pretty interesting. It's just like, you know, little snippets here and there, and nothing really like telling a lot of the story. But it looks pretty cool. It's a pretty good little teaser, because they basically tease, basically like during the whole It thing that came out, they were like, oh yeah, look, this is what's coming out soon, so check it out.
It made me laugh, because when you sent me the trailer to check it out, I was like, what the fuck are you sending me like another It trailer for? It's like, you know, ha, gotcha.
Haha, fucker.
Yeah, these nuts, ha, got him.
You just don't understand. But yeah, you got caught again. Again, again, again.
Yes, stop with your tricks.
Yeah, but this is actually pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
It looked interesting. Now, I want to see a legit trailer soon, hopefully. You know, more than likely, since, you know, Comic-Con's around the corner, you already know more than likely to come out, like, in, around October.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Especially since this movie is not due out until February. So, yeah, it should be the perfect time for it.
Oh, that was another thing I think I mentioned to you already. Like, you know, but outside of thing is, like, I finally got my pass. So, I'm like, it's official. I'm going to Comic-Con.
Yay, motherfucker, you lucky bitch. That's cool. Yay. Though. It's going to be awesome. I know you're going to have an awesome time like you do every year.
Yeah, you know, and this time I'm doing it, like, you know, even though it, like, I always had that scare, but I'm finally, after all these years, I'm going all 4 days again.
Nice.
Yeah,
because so this is one of the few years that they've actually, well, last year they didn't do the 4 day pass. They only did
they took that away like a few years back, and because their statement was, and I'm gonna paraphrase it, they want everybody to enjoy it more. So they would rather sell it just single days versus having a weekend or 4 day.
And then they figured, fuck, nobody wants to just buy single days.
Yeah, no, people were like, really, like, you know, dude, people were like, kept sending them things like, we want a 4 day back, we want a 4 day back. Like, the only one they never brought back was a weekend pass, which is, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, well. Well, at least they figured it out and they got shit right.
Yeah, but what I thought was kind of cool and at the same time kind of messed up was it only really went to those that have been, like, the loyalists that have been going, like, every year.
Of course. You don't want to just give it to some random person that just, like, oh, yeah, I want to go to my Comic-Con now. No, you got to make sure you please the people that's actually been there.
Oh, dude, like, you know, thanks to you, I've been going since 2010.
Fuck so, yeah, dude.
You know, and at least, you know, every time... The one year that was kind of the toughest one for me was that even though I only went for like 1 day, the year that I had my burn replacements, so it was just like, oh man, walking around with the new hip and then the other one getting ready for the surgery, oh, that one was like tough.
Yeah, but you're all better now, so you can enjoy the entire fucking thing.
Yeah, I can. I still have the cane because, you know, when I get tired, dude. But yeah, but I've been walking a lot better now, you know. Thank you, doctors. Thank you for building me. Next time, though, listen to what I said. I wanted a fucking holster on my right side like fucking Alex Murphy, dude. But they didn't want to give that to me because they said they don't have, you know, like, that's not possible. It's like, anything's fucking possible. With imagination.
Yeah, so I guess one more thing in DC news, I guess you can say. We finally got a director for The Flash. We've been waiting so fucking long for somebody to say, okay, we're going to direct this. And at this point, we kind of lost faith. We were like, fuck it, who cares? We don't care about The Flash anymore. Leave The Flash on the TVs instead of bringing them to the movies or whatever. But Ezra Miller was like, fuck it, we want... He was like one of the hard dudes pushing it, and he was like, yo, let's do this, we gotta do this. He even got to the point that he was like, fuck it, I wanna write it and direct it and do whatever the fuck I gotta do for this movie. But at this point, Warner Brothers basically were like, okay, we found a director for this. And the director that they picked is Andy Muschietti. And he is a director that's mostly known for horror for the last few years or so. He directed Mama, and he also directed It and It 2, which is recently in theaters right now. And he is also set to, of course, to direct The Flash, and he's also in plans to do the live-action Attack on Titans.
Which is Attack on Titan? You mean the anime? He's gonna do an American version of it?
I don't know if it's live action or if it's an anime or whatever the fuck. But he's supposed to be directing that as well.
Because if it's an American Attack on Titan, like, have you ever seen like the commercials for the Japanese one or whatever?
Yeah, I've seen it. What does that
mean? They it looked good, but. It didn't play out like how it did in the end.
Correction. I did actually watch it, and I wasn't entertained by it by the slightest. How about that?
Yeah. No, I got you on that. But, you know, like, it looked good, though. Like, you know, and I also remember when they used the same Titans for, like, a commercial for a car commercial.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I was just like, And I was like, oh my God, like, I can't wait. And then before I saw it, I wanted to just hear the reviews. And when the reviews came in, they were just like, don't do it to yourself. So I was like, okay, I won't.
Yeah, yeah, it wasn't that good. It wasn't that bad, but it wasn't that good either. Yeah, but this actually should be interesting. I'm kind of excited to see this because I did enjoy Mama, and I did enjoy the first It movie. And I'm really excited to actually see the second one. So, yeah.
I have heard nothing but positive things about Chapter 2.
Exactly. Well, I've actually, like, heard people saying, like, oh, yeah, they shouldn't watch it because there's some scenes that are, like, triggering for some people. I'm like, come on, people, really? Shut the fuck up.
I can see right now people watching whatever. I need to go to my safe space.
Yeah, exactly. Like, shut the fuck up. Grow the fuck up and just fucking deal with that shit. Come on now. I'm excited for this. I want to see this.
It was funny because speaking of it, I actually reconnected with an old geek friend of mine or whatever that I haven't talked to her in quite a while. Mm-hmm. And I found out that she does a YouTube channel. She has her own YouTube channel and she does like reviews and stuff. And you know, she did the review for the first It, and you know, she even said like she wasn't a fan of the first one because, you know, and everybody always says it that, you know, everybody's favorite It will always be Tim Curry.
Of course.
Right. But I will say this, like, you know, in the newer one, the Pennywise for this one is just dark. And yeah. I kind of like that.
Super fucking dark.
Yeah. Dude, my favorite thing of all time still has to be when he's waving at the kids with the fucking severed Georgie arm.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I fucking love that movie.
Yeah, I can see right now, whatever. Dear Ernest City Geeks, your friend Alex needs to get some therapy.
I think we all need a little bit of therapy.
I don't need therapy. you gotta get the sand out your vagina.
Oh, yes. Sand out your vagina. The last piece of news that we got for this week, was actually something that was pretty interesting, something that we spoke about before when they first announced it, but we finally got a trailer for Bad Boys for Life, which is the third installment of the Bad Boys movies. And of course it stars Martin Lawrence and fucking Will Smith.
I'm mad that it took you
Deadshot. Yeah, exactly. And this movie looks fucking cool. This trailer looks fucking dope as shit. I'm very excited. Of course, you know, Martin Lawrence, since the last one, he was like, fuck it, I don't want to do this shit anymore. But in this one, he's being very Danny Glover. And he's like, I'm getting too old for this shit. I don't want to do this anymore. And he's like, let's do this last one. And it looks fucking dope. It looks really fucking cool. From the trailer, at least. I'm very excited for it. Very, very, very much want to see this.
Yeah, I can't wait to see Shinane and Deadshot strike again.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. And it's good to actually see, like, Joey Pants actually doing something again. He hasn't done something in a long fucking time. Dude from The Matrix that you don't like. But the guy that plays like their captain or whatever in the original movies.
Oh, dude, that scene was funny.
Hell yeah. Fucking hilarious. He was going through therapy and shit back then. See, look, there you go. Therapy again.
the therapeutic mood of that shot in Shanae. Episode 170, whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. 172.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this movie looks pretty cool, and it does. It actually comes out pretty soon. It comes out in January, not that soon, but you know, like 3 months away or whatever. But
it's January around the corner.
Yeah, next year.
So dude, you already know.
It's like the first big movie of the new year, I guess.
Dude, you already know, dude. Once you blink, like, cause you know, school started already. You're gonna blink. It's the holiday season.
Yeah, it's already the holiday season. And like what I've learned since I was younger or whatever, they always say like once 4th of July comes around, the year's over already. Because everything just comes by just like quick, done, over. Let's go.
Yeah, dude, I know about it firsthand because, you know, traveling on the train to go to work, it's, you know, during the summer break was fantastic because, you know, the trains aren't as packed because of fucking kids and it's, you know, they're going to school and coming back from school. So
less all the bullshit.
Yeah, so, and then a lot of people on vacation because since their kids on vacation or whatever, right, you know, they've been doing that and it's just... It's rough, dude. But hey, it's fine. You know, they'll go on break again soon.
Exactly. So I guess that pretty much wraps it up for this week. Make sure you go check out InnerCityGeeks.com. We have a whole bunch of shit. Sometimes, of course, we have this show. We have not good games. Good games is still on the show on the site, but not new episodes. We have new episodes of Bride 2J Presents.
Yeah, I for a second I was about to say yeah, no, he.
Yeah, see my brain is still thinking, yeah, Yay Toys, but no, it's not Yay Toys anymore. It's Bride 2J Presents. So that's there. We also have the Interesting Geeks Turntable, which I posted an episode last week. But there should be another episode next week. Hope you check out last week's episode, which is actually really fun. We also have coming soon newer episodes of First Watch, which I haven't been able to record, but should be coming up very soon. Also, we will have within the next few days the next episode of the Interesting Geeks webcomic. So make sure you look out for that. Also on the site, we have Comics of the Board, Manga Times, Anime World, and everything that you could possibly think of. That's pretty awesome from us on InnerCityGeeks.com, so make sure you check all that shit out. Also on InnerCityGeeks.com, you will find links to our sponsors. You can find links to Amazon, where you can buy shit. And also, not just buy shit, but you could also get a free one-month subscription to Amazon Prime, so you can buy a bunch of shit. You can buy a bunch of shit that we spoke about, or you know, buy like the Suicide Squad, the first Suicide Squad movie on there. You can buy the comics that are based off of the Suicide Squad movies. Buy a bunch of shit. You could learn. You can
buy Funko Pops of Suicide Squad, or
yeah, you could buy Funko Pops. You could buy the Black Knight comic books from the Avengers, like the Avengers comic book, like the first, you know, version of, you know, the Black Knight or something. Buy a bunch of shit on Amazon, but if you click on InnerCityGeeks.com, you can find all that shit on the Amazon banner that's at the bottom of the page. So make sure you go there, click that. Also on Amazon, also on InnerCityGeeks.com, we have a link to So Sick Clothing Company. It's a clothing company that, you know, has a bunch of cool shit. A whole bunch of cool shirts and designs, all created and made for people like us, people like geeks like us. So make sure you check that out. And at checkout, type in Inner City Geeks for 15% off your entire purchase. So make sure you do that. Yeah, do that. Also on InnerCityGeeks.com, you will find a link to Kushly.com. Yes, Kushly.com is a CBD company that basically wants to provide people with, you know, access to the amazing benefits of high quality full spectrum CBD products, and they strive to educate the world on the therapeutic benefits of hemp CBD while offering pure, safe, and legal CBD hemp-based products. So yeah, make sure you go to the InnerCityGeeks.com and click on that Kushly link at the bottom of the page, and you'll get 15% off of your entire purchase. So make sure you do that. Go check out Kushly.com. And while you're on InnerCityGeeks.com, you will find the links to where you can listen to the show, and you you could share it to everybody. You can find us on SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, Google Play Music, or the Google Podcast, as well as Spotify. So make sure you check out all of those on there. You could also find us on the social medias, on the Facebook space at Inner City Geeks, on the Instagrams and the Twitters at Inner City Geeks. We can find Alex where?
You can find me getting ready for tomorrow to get to go back to work, you know. But yeah, you can find me on Twitter at Denied, D-I-N-Y-E-D, and on Instagram at Denied as well, but it's spelled D-I-N period Y period E-D.
Yes, and you can find me on the Instagrams and the Twitters at Mr. Jackal.
Mr. Jackal.
Yes, M-I-S-T-E-R-J-A-C-K-A-L. I'm getting fucking tired. It's fucking late. I'm old as shit, too. Yes.
I'm too old for this shit.
I'm right there, Danny Glover Shanae. Yeah, I think that's going to be the episode. Danny Glover Shanae.
Episode 172.
172, exactly. But yeah, make sure you follow us all on theirs. And like every episode, like to play some music at the end of the episode. This week is not any different. I've heard about them for a few years, but I finally came into listening to a lot of their stuff, and talking about this band called Fire of the Gods, or Fire from the Gods. They're a really dope metalcore band, and they're coming out with their second album in the next few weeks, so I figured I'd play a song from their first album, which is, well, the remaster of their first album. So their first album is called Narrative, but their second album, which is, I guess, like I said, the remaster of it, is called the Narrative Retold. Basically, a lot of the same songs from the first album, just added a couple more to it. But the song that I'm going to be playing is called The Voiceless, and it's actually really fucking dope, so you check that shit out, listen to this fucking song, and enjoy the fuck out of it. Say goodbye, Alex.
Until next time, folks.
Yes. Yes, so enjoy the musics, and don't be a dick, but always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.
I'm too old for this shit.
Take a look and see it's not only me.